at age 11, you can't consent. I'm here at Place Vendôme, central Paris, in front of France's Justice Ministry. 100 protesters have gathered tonight after two court cases that have shocked the country. Céline Pic, a spokesperson for feminist organization Osez le Féminisme, explains why she's here.
On manifeste aujourd'hui suite à un jugement qui a eu lieu le 7 novembre.
We're protesting today following a verdict handed out on November 7th where the rapist of an 11-year-old child was acquitted. It's a scandalous decision. This is unfortunately due to the fact that the law is poorly written because one has to prove that an 11-year-old did not consent to sexual relations. The case can only be qualified as rape if there is violence, coercion or surprise. In this particular case, the law is badly written. We're asking for a change in the law with the introduction of a threshold of age below which, if an adult forcibly penetrates a child, he or she will be automatically prosecuted for rape.
Here's what happened. Last week in Meaux, a town east of Paris, a jury acquitted a man accused of raping an 11-year-old girl in 2009. It decided that the prosecution had not sufficiently established legally constituted rape in France, which is constraint, threat, violence or surprise. That verdict came down only weeks after prosecutors in Pontoise, northwest of Paris, decided to bring proceedings against a 28-year-old man for sexual abuse and critically not for rape after he had sexual relations with another 11-year-old that investigators considered were consensual. These two decisions cast a dark shadow on the fact that France, unlike many of its European neighbours, has not written into law an age before which it is presumed a child cannot consent to sex. Pascal Cusick, a lawyer and head of the NGO Coup de Pouce, which works on child protection, explains why the law was made that way.
What I think has scared the French legislator is to introduce in the law the notion of consent. It's true that it's not always easy to define when we do consent and when we don't, and so they wanted to try to use other notions, including the idea of constraint. The idea was to prove that the aggressor has coerced the victim, but by trying to avoid one problem, we created another, more serious problem. The idea of constraint is just as difficult to prove. Young children are unable to react because they don't understand what's happening to them.
As the law currently stands, lack of consent has to be proven, even for a 7 or 10-year-old child. However, jurisprudence handed down from France's final court of appeal has, at least in practice, made it unnecessary to prove the absence of consent in cases of sexual assault and rape on very young children up to the age of 6. Katia Dubreuil of the National Union of the Judiciary Trade Union says we have to be careful how we interpret those two cases.
Souvent dire à cette décision de la cour d'assises ce qu'elle ne dit pas, c'est-à-dire que c'est résumé sur le fait que
this court decision is often made out to say something that it doesn't actually say.
Encore une fois, tout ce que je vous ai indiqué sur les éléments constitutifs qui doivent être démontrés montre que
an 11-year-old girl had consented to a sexual act. We must look at this from the point of view of the evidence. That's to say whether the accused had an awareness of the lack of consent of the girl. In this case, depending on the age or appearance of the girl, what may have been said and her relationship with the accused, the evidence isn't automatic.
Cette preuve n'est pas forcément automatiquement rapportée.
Now, there is an age threshold in France of 15 before which sexual relations, even consenting with an adult, are considered sexual abuse. But the sentence goes down from 20 years to 5 years in jail because it's not automatically qualified as rape. That is why right activists are now calling for the introduction of a new law that would see the creation of an age of non-consent under which sexual predators would automatically be convicted of rape. But Katia Dubreuil says her union is against that idea.
faut apporter des réponses, notamment par le biais d'une meilleure formation des professionnels.
We must provide answers, such as better training for professionals. But we think it's not a good idea to respond to this by mechanizing the penal response in criminal matters. This is a crime. Rape of a minor is punishable by 20 years in jail.
Est puni de 20 ans de réclusion criminelle. Donc c'est une des infractions à laquelle la société attache.
It's therefore one of the offenses to which society gives the most serious disapproval and expresses it in providing the punishment. For a crime that's this serious, we can't have an offense be characterized automatically, because that's what's being proposed here. If we introduce a threshold with the presumption that a minor is never consenting, the judge will not be able to look at what really happened.
Ça voudra dire si on instaure un seuil avec une présomption irréfragable, selon laquelle
one example is a 14-year-old who has sex with an 18-year-old whose parents complain. The judge would then be required to sentence the perpetrator for rape.
Les parents iraient déposer plainte. On serait, le juge serait à ce moment-là tenu, il ne pourrait pas y échapper, de condamner l'auteur pour viol.
Lawyer Pascal Cusick rejects this.
Moi, je suis pas du tout convaincu par cet argument. Parce que justement, le principe est que en dessous
I'm not convinced by this argument. Precisely, the idea we're defending is that below a certain age, one shouldn't have to imagine any particular situations. The principle is that a child cannot consent. So having to prove this for every case is a bad idea, because there are aggressors who will say, yes, the child I attacked was only 8 years old, but he's very mature, he looks much older than his age. This would leave the door open to delusions that we often hear from sex offenders.
À tous les délires qu'on entend par les agresseurs sexuels.
Activiste Céline Pic agrees.
Je pense que c'est une erreur.
I think it's a complete mistake and misunderstanding on the topic of rapes of minors. I'll remind you that 124,000 minors are raped each year in France, and many by someone known to them. In fact, there can be no violence or threats, and yet in the cases of pedophile fathers who rape their child, it's a child who will be paralyzed and will not be able to react. And so it will be a systematic acquittal for the rapist. It's unbearable.
Now, the French government has said that fresh legislation to address the problem is imminent. Marlène Schiappa, France's State Secretary for Equality Between Women and Men, said that an indisputable threshold age under which non-consent is presumed is under discussion as a component of the government's bill against sexual and sexist violence due in 2018. But there's now debates over what age this threshold should be put at. The High Council for Equality suggested 15 earlier this year, but some argue it should be brought down at age 13. Pascal Cusick.
Alors, nous, au sein de l'association Coup de pouce Protection de l'enfance,
our organization has proposed an age threshold of 15 because it seems to us that this matches when a child has finished developing and has reached maturity. It's only at this age that there can be free and enlightened consent. This is also the age that's been proposed by Dr. Salmonella. A child psychologist who specializes in these issues. But we recognize that there are discussions to be had about this age threshold. It could also be 13 years old. In any case, it would be a huge improvement over the current system.
Ça serait une énorme amélioration par rapport au système actuel.
The government has said it would meet with NGOs and experts to discuss the measure. Céline Pic says that it's important to talk about this.
Il faut que ça soit débattu,
all this must be debated through an appropriate legislative process with grassroots organizations which know the realities of child abuse. I'll remind you again that 124,000 underage girls are raped each year in France. We must put everyone around the table to see what can be chosen between the ages of 13 and 15.
An online petition urging a change in the law has garnered more than 330,000 signatures in just a week, showing that France needs to act fast on the issue. Most other European countries already have an age of no consent. In Germany, it is fixed at 14, while in Britain and Switzerland at 16. But activists say changing the law is not the only thing that should be done. They want police officers and judges to be trained in order to better handle such cases. For RFI, I'm Fabien Genique Charbonnel in Paris.